Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Men TV. I want you to sign up to Red Men Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Oh.
Well, Jürgen, you did say, didn't you, after the first leg, that by the time you got here, you might think that very differently to how you did after Anfield. So, how are you thinking?
I'm happy to be here. What I said after the game was, and the night 3 weeks ago, Madrid, with the result, Madrid is through to the next round. But now we are 3 weeks later and we know there's a game to play. And if there is only 1% chance, I would like to give it a try. So we are here to play an extremely strong opponent and try to win the game tomorrow. And as difficult as it is, that's probably possible. Not likely, but possible. And for that we are here. And then we will see where it leads us to. So that's pretty much all. We respect the competition too much. We respect the opponent too much to not looking forward to this game tomorrow. To be honest, it's a tough task. We caused ourselves not a great situation we are in, but I'm anyway looking forward to the game.
And in this season that we've had, where you know results have gone from way up there to way down there, is it ridiculous to say that maybe in this season of all seasons there is a better chance?
I'm now not sure if that's a season where we have the best chance, but at least, let me say, if we can surprise ourselves in a negative way, we should be able to surprise ourselves in a positive way as well. So if it's going up and down, then it's up. Tomorrow would be up again, so we will see. It's clear we are not here and telling now Madrid, be careful, we are coming. That's not the situation we are in. But we are here to try to win the game. And to win it, we have to play extremely good. Because there's no other chance. If you play a normal game or a little bit, or an okay game or a good game, will not be enough. Only to win it, not talking about going for the next round. We have to be really on top of our game tomorrow, and that's what we will try.
Hello, hi. I'm Marcelo from the City of Madrid. From a tactical point of view, what does the Liverpool strategy do different from 38 in order to improve your possibilities in 1-5?
The only problem we really had from a tactical point of view were the counter-attacks in the second half. In the first half, the goals were no counter-attacks in the situations. The counter-attack we defended absolutely okay. You cannot avoid Vinicius all the time or deny Vinicius all the time, and you cannot deny Karim all the time, but for a long period we did. So the first, we scored our two goals, had a shot that conceded. from a fantastic individual situation from Vinicius, I would say the first one. The second goal was a present from our from us. Then we could have scored a third one. So from a tactical point of view, we have to be super active with or without the ball. We cannot play against Madrid without defending on an extremely high level. It's a football playing side, obviously. So our midfield press must be absolutely outstanding. And yes, with all the risk we have to take offensively, of course we have to make sure that the counterattacks, that we can avoid them as well. So that's pretty much the thing. But I didn't see, apart from that, a massive problem with our tactical plan or whatever. We just didn't defend the counterattacks well enough in the second half, and Madrid scored then wonderful goals from that. That's it, pretty much.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
No?
Yes. Pablo Fernández para Tigo Sports y Bix Plus. Dos preguntas. La primera, ¿qué pasa si en el partido de mañana se encuentra con un arranque parecido al partido de Anfield y a los 15 minutos está ganando 2-0? ¿Qué haría distinto al partido de ida? Y le pregunto si este es el partido más difícil que le ha tocado preparar en su carrera, entendiendo que se encuentra con un resultado muy complicado y con un rival muy fuerte enfrente.
So you don't translate, obviously, that my answers, because I answered the first part of the question to your colleague. How did you, okay. Do you understand my English? Why do you answer then? Yes? I answered the question already, okay. We tried to do the things we did until we were 2-0 up. Actually, what we did in the first half, apart from conceding the goals. The second question was, is this the most difficult? I don't know. It didn't feel it's difficult because we will probably not go through to the next leg. But here in this room, I think 100% of the people think that we have no chance. And if I'm the only one who thinks we have a little, I'm fine. So we are the complete outsider for tomorrow, 100%. It's Real Madrid, they're 3-0 up. That's actually nothing you want for Christmas or whatever. You don't want this, but it's the situation now. And it's football, and we try to give it a go. That's all.
Hi, Jürgen. Hello. It's good to see you again.
Absolutely.
I just wondered, Carlo Ancelotti was saying today in his press conference that there's probably more pressure actually on Madrid because he was harking back to the Chelsea game where they sort of were 3-0 down and then pulled it around. You're coming into it almost in a sense quite free because, as you say, no one is expecting you to turn it around. Do you sense that perhaps a certain sense of freedom amongst the players as a result to be able to go out there and achieve the impossible?
Yeah, of course. We have nothing to lose. That's a better situation than we have to lose everything. The only problem is we can lose a football game, which is actually a really bad thing. We felt that a couple of times this season already, so we don't like that. And if you don't play a good football game here, you don't only lose, you get a proper knock. Because when they start enjoying the game, that's not a moment you should come into. I know what he's talking about, but anyway, I would prefer his situation. But to have a bit of pressure to defend a 3-0 lead. But it's clear, Carlos started already warning his boys and these kind of things 100%, and he's doing it in public as well. So we have to, that's what I said. 3 weeks ago, tie was done. So, but now it's after 3 weeks, yeah. Because you still have to play the game. You gotta change that, and we are really happy about it that we are allowed to play the game. I'm pretty sure Madrid would be fine if the game would be canceled tomorrow and they just go through the next round. We are happy about this not really existing chance. So, but let's play football. That's it.
Yeah, is Stefan available to play?
No.
You say, what, is it 3 years and Jordan as well?
Yeah, it's just with Stefan, it's a stress response, which is absolutely, absolutely bad. So it doesn't feel a lot, it's only a little bit. But he's now out for, I don't know exactly how long, we have just to let it settle. And then we will see when he can come back.
Is that a stress response in his foot or?
No. I up around a doctor.
Buenas tardes, Julien. Diego Plaza para el Chiquito. Se ha enfrentado en los últimos años muchas veces al Real Madrid. En el partido de ida, ¿qué aprendió el nuevo del Madrid? Porque decía Fabinho que es un equipo que huele la sangre.
Yeah, Fabinho is right. Madrid can absolutely smell the blood, and they don't lose the conviction or confidence. They are 2-0 down, and nobody sees a difference. It's massive. It's massive skill from a team. They won so much in the last years that nothing can really excite them in a negative way. So that's something which is absolutely to admire, but. Apart from that, how to win? Oh, that's okay. I didn't win that many games, but how to win a football game? I won a few games, so I think I know how that goes. So it's not about that. The way Madrid plays, we play different, we defend different, we attack different. So it's more about the mentality. So that's absolutely. Madrid has all my respect. Absolutely, it's a fantastic team. For the generation it is, the players on the pitch 5, 6, 7 times for Champions League winners is absolutely crazy. And still running, still going. So Luka Modric keeps playing probably until he's 45 or something like that. Toni Kroos is only past the 30 now or something like that. So incredible players. Karim Benzema looks like he can play 3, 4 other seasons, all these kind of things. And bring in young players. Wow, too many. And all the boys, so it's really, it's a good team, and obviously a pretty good club, so yeah. But apart from that, we got a few lessons, we gave a, yeah. Obviously we lost big finals, but we played some good games against them, really. So yeah, no, I don't think I learned a lot, but it was how it always is. It makes you stronger if you go through tough times, and Madrid gave me a few tough moments, so all good. I could take out of it what I needed.
Hola.
Hi. Hola.
¿Qué tal? Buenas noches. Soy Javier Herrera de la cadena SER. Quería preguntarle cuántas veces ha visto el vídeo del partido que se jugó en Anfield, si lo ha visto varias veces. Para buscar soluciones, si le vale de algo ver esos vídeos, o el de la final de París, o es usted más de partidos recientes del equipo de Ancelotti, para ver posibles defectos del equipo.
Oh, I didn't watch the final now back again. So I watched it before the first leg. That was enough. But how many times? The full game I didn't watch that often. I saw it once, maybe back, directly after the game. But situations, yes, we use everything. We use the recent games from Madrid in the league. We use, because it's important lineup-wise, even when Karim didn't play. So makes obviously a little bit of difference. But Madrid is doing what Madrid is doing. It does now not change with between the games. It's just that good that they can do it. That's how it is. So it's not that we have to watch five different games and say, okay, here they do this, here they do that. They're good in everything. They have set pieces, it starts with a kickoff, different kickoff variations, different set pieces, spot and play, possession-based game, counter-attacking, deep defending, high pressing. So it's all there. It's the package. You cannot be such a successful team over years if you are only good at one thing. So, we know what we have to expect tomorrow. Now it's just about how we, what we are doing. So, and how good can we be? Because how good Madrid can be, we know. And now we have to show how good we can be. And that's not decided yet. So we have another 24 hours roundabout, and then we will give it a try.
Hi, a lot has been made about the mentality of these games, especially after Barcelona. And just on that psychology, I mean, three goals seems massive, kind of this huge task.
It is.
But if you get one, it becomes...
then it's only two.
All of a sudden. Is that how you break it down to players, or how do you approach it?
As I said, we want to be out here to win a football game. So that's difficult enough in this place. That doesn't happen a lot. It's not that like frequently teams are coming to Bernabeu and winning a game. So this is one of the best teams in the world we face tomorrow. So you don't go come here and just expect to win it. But that's why we are here. We give it a proper try to win it. And then we will see how that goes. But it's not about sitting here and telling three goals is no problem. Of course it's a problem. So, and on the other side, we have to make sure three is only possible if we don't concede. Because otherwise we have to score more, which makes it a bit more unlikely. So that's it. I understand 100%, but as I said, with all the questions you have here and stuff like this, it's completely fine. Oh, sorry. If I would sit on that side of the table, I would see the same. There's no chance for Liverpool. That means we are alone with a little belief in a chance, not in doing it. And now we try it tomorrow. Let's see.
Hello, you wonderful Red Men Plus subscriber. Hope you enjoyed watching that video. If you're one of our club captains, just want to give you a heads up on the Club Legend tier, what you're missing out on. You're missing out on our monthly competition where we're giving away some amazing prizes. You're missing out on the Discord chat, and you're also missing out on getting free Red Men merchandise. So yeah, if you are one of our club captains and you're thinking about going over to Club Legend, go and give it a try. I promise you won't regret it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.